Well, good morning. How are we all today? Psalm 32, please. Psalm 32. In my Bible that I'm reading out of today is called the Passion Translation. And the little heading that it's given is, it says, Forgiven. And a poem of insight and instruction by King David. Let's just give things some context to start with. David was a mighty man. He was called by God. They even made up songs about him. Saul had killed his thousands and David killed his 10,000. So, you know, they were pumping his tyres up. They thought he was a good man. Then in Acts 13:22, talking about Saul, after removing him, Saul, God raised up David to be king. For God said of him, I have found in David, Jesse's son, a man who is always pursues my heart, and I will accomplish all that I have destined him to be. If you continue to read the stories about David, not all that David did was so wonderful. Like us, not all that we do is so wonderful. And David took something that wasn't his, and he sinned against Bathsheba, her husband, and God. And so you can look into that and read about that. But this psalm came out of this. How happy and fulfilled are those whose rebellion have been forgiven, and whose sins are covered by blood. How blessed and relieved are those who have confessed their corruption to God, as he wipes their slate clean and removes hypocrisy from their hearts. Before I confessed my sin, I kept it all inside. My dishonesty devastated my inner life, caused my life to be filled with frustration, irrepressible anguish, and misery. The pain never let up, for your hand of conviction was heavy in my heart. Hand of conviction, not condemnation, hand of conviction. My strength was sapped and my inner life dried up like a spiritual drought within my soul. Just think about that just for a moment. We're encouraged in the scripture there to pause in his presence. How does that relate to us? Then I finally admitted to you all my sins, refusing to hide them any longer. I said, my life-giving God, I will openly acknowledge my evil actions, and you forgave me. All at once, the guilt of my sin was washed away, and all my pain disappeared. Just think of a shower for a moment, from top to bottom. Just pull that thing down and just stand there and just let it wash over you just for a moment. You think, well, it's cold, but oh, it's cleansing. Just think of that just for a moment. Goes on to say a couple of things. Verse 5 talks about, then I finally admitted my sins. And then verse 6 says, this is what I've learned through it all. All believers should confess their sins to God. Do it every time God has uncovered you in the time of exposing. For if you do this, when sudden storms of life overwhelm, you will be kept safe. Lord, you are my hiding place. protecting me from all these troubles, surrounding me with songs of gladness. Your joyous shouts of rescue release my breakthrough. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You set me free. That's something to be excited about, isn't it?
Amen.
I hear the Lord saying, verse 8 to 9, I will stay close to you, instructing and guiding you along the pathway of your life. I will advise you along the way and lead you forth with my eyes as your guide. So don't make it difficult, it says. Don't be stubborn when I take you where you've not been before. Don't make me tug you and pull you along. Just come with me. Verse 10. So my conclusion is this. Many are the sorrows and frustrations of those who don't come clean with God. But when you trust in the Lord for forgiveness, his wraparound love will surround you. Verse 11, so celebrate the goodness of God. He shows his kindness to everyone who is his. Go ahead, shout for joy. All you upright ones who want to please him. Put up your hand if you want to please God here today. See, being contrary to that puts you in a position that you don't want to be in. If you don't want to please, what's the opposite of please? Displease. We don't want to displease our Heavenly Father who loves us so much, do we? Let's just take a moment. I'm done. We have so much to be thankful for, so much to be happy and to shout the praises of our Heavenly Father who set us free from difficulty and trouble. Let's just pray and ask the Lord to... Sometimes we bury things, we cover things up, and we think we can cover it up from our Heavenly Father, but you know, his view is so much better than ours. We need to take every opportunity that we can to say, okay, Lord, when he puts his finger on something, you need to say, oh, sorry, Lord, I fess up, that was wrong. Or whatever it is you've got to do, keep short accounts. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the word that you give us. You want us to come clean with you. And today as we talk about forgiveness, we thank you for the things that you've done in our lives and the forgiveness that you've offered us, freely given us. We have so much to be thankful for. Help us to be quick to ask for forgiveness. Help us to be fast in repenting and saying we're sorry. Not like an old tractor in the middle of winter that goes, I repent, it won't start. But let's get the words out quick and say we're sorry. Father, touch us. Minister to us. Lord, as we listen to the sermon that Gregory's prepared today, Father, that you've placed on his heart, may we be inspired. May we be equipped by the words that you give. Father, we ask all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Amen.